Radio Prague News. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said the centre-right government would most likely not link a June vote of confidence to the government's key reform bills. Thousands of believers turned out for the funeral ceremony of Archbishop Karel Otčinášek in Hradec Králové on Friday. And British Prime Minister David Cameron is to visit Prague in late June. Prime Minister Petr Nečas told Friday's edition of the Daily Bravo that the centre-right government would most likely not link a June vote of confidence to the government's key reform bills as originally planned. The Prime Minister, who had intended for the move to reaffirm the government's mandate in the wake of a crippling corruption scandal, said he no longer considered it a wise move since it might give the opposition the chance to topple the reform government. If the cabinet were to link a vote of confidence to the proposed reform bills, it would be bound to push those bills through Parliament within 3 months of the vote. The Prime Minister said a safer way of reaffirming the government's mandate would be to issue a political declaration saying that if Parliament rejected its reform bills, the cabinet would resign. Thousands of believers turned out for the funeral ceremony of Archbishop Karel Otčinášek in Hradec Králové on Friday. Several hundred people crowded into the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit on the town's main square, and those who failed to get in watched the funeral mass on a large screen on the square. The mass, celebrated by Hradec Králové Bishop Jan Vokal, was attended by politicians, cultural figures and church dignitaries. The Czech Embassy in Paris has asked France to confirm the diplomatic immunity of the Czech Cultural Centre in Paris amidst concerns over possible seizures of property in an unresolved arbitration case. Recently, the blood plasma technologies and production company Diakuman, which claims it is owed close to 10 billion crowns by the Czech state in a drawn-out arbitration case, successfully applied to a Paris court to order the seizure of Czech assets in France. An Austrian court previously recognized a similar claim, resulting in the seizure of Czech artworks in Vienna. The Czech Foreign Ministry said the artwork seizure was in breach of international law. British Prime Minister David Cameron is to visit Prague in late June, where he will meet with his Czech counterpart Petr Nečas and President Václav Klaus, the CTK news agency reported on Friday. Mr. Cameron is to arrive in Prague on June 23rd for what will be his first visit to the Czech Republic since taking office. The British Conservative Party and Mr. Nečas' centre-right Civic Democrats have traditionally good relations, and David Cameron previously visited the Czech capital to address a Civic Democratic Party conference. American actor John Malkovich was treated to Prague's uglier face on a visit to the Czech capital. The actor, who performed in the murder melodrama Infernal Comedy at the Prague Spring Music Festival, lost cash, documents and personal belongings when his Prague hotel room was burgled on Thursday evening. A police spokeswoman said Mr. Malkovich had lost several thousand crowns in cash and was having new documents issued in Prague. A spokeswoman for the Mandarin Oriental Hotel said the theft was being investigated but would provide no further details. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend is expected to be warm and sunny with day temperatures reaching 28 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.